This is Wanda McKnight-Brock. I'm so excited to have you join my podcast, Fill Your Tank. While you're filling your gas tank for the week, take a few minutes to join me and fill your own personal tank as well. I call this the imperfect but still successful self-representative. If you can relate to the daily struggles of trying to keep it all together and searching for that perfect balance between family, faith, and career, then Fill Your Tank is the perfect place for you. This week's episode is titled, Discernment in the Workplace. Let's start with, what is discernment? Here's a couple of definitions. The ability to judge well or having good judgment. The spiritual definition says, the ability to decide right from wrong or the truth from something false. It sounds so simple. Just do the right thing. And it should be easy most of the time to know the difference between right and wrong. Sometimes black is black and white is white, but there are situations that seem to be gray, and it is easier to see what is right when you're not the one in the middle of the situation. In business, I'll be honest, sometimes the lines get blurry. Decisions sometimes have to be made in haste. You're made under a lot of pressure, and they may seem right at the time. But later, you find yourself looking back and second-guessing that choice. Or, if things don't turn out well, then it's pretty easy to realize that you should have made a different choice. You want to feel good about your choices. Not only today, but a week, a month down the road. You don't want to look back years from now and think, I really regret making that choice. So I'm going to go through some examples of business situations that sometimes would cause you to misstep. Scenario one, let's just say a valued customer has asked you to do a deal that will benefit him personally and you. But it's not necessarily in the best interest of his company. He is the decision maker for a lot of products that you currently sell into this account. And the request feels a little unethical, but the way he presented it, it made it seem more harmless. It wasn't exactly wrong. What are you going to do? You might play out the potential outcomes. If this were uncovered by his administration, he possibly might make you the fall guy in an attempt to save his own job. Of course, your best bet is to stay clear of any shady deals. They're just not worth the risk. They often result in a short-term gain and a bigger long-term loss. So if it doesn't pass the smell test, just don't do it. If you don't want to blatantly say no to this valued customer, you might delay by saying something like, let me get back to you on that. I would probably need to run that by my management team. That comment would probably guarantee that it will not be brought up again. In the next scenario, you're new to the company and you're working with some longtime seasoned employees because you want to get better acquainted with the job. Some of the things that you're asked to do seem outside of corporate policy, and you're wondering if you should be doing them. But being new, you feel pressured to follow the seasoned employee's guidance. Many times I have heard these words, it wouldn't have happened if I hadn't have been new. So beware. When you are new to a company, not everyone is following the rules. And if things go wrong, you will be looked upon as an accessory and share the same blame. When you join a new job, seek out some trustworthy individuals to lean on. Someone you can confide in and trust to make wise choices. Everybody needs a sounding board. And when in doubt, err on the side of caution. Scenario three. A client casually mentions a complaint about one of your products, and her coworkers said, "Oh, she complains all the time. Don't listen to her." Now you're unsure if you should report it. You know they're trying to be helpful, but should you let them influence your decision? The corporate policy states report all complaints immediately. It's the end of the day. You're tired. You have several deadlines to do by tomorrow. And in addition, you have to pick up your child in the next 45 minutes. Maybe they're right. She is probably just overreacting. What are you going to do? Sometimes when facing a decision that involves a policy, it helps to go back and actually read the policy. Often, when you see it in writing, the correct course becomes more clear. Also, when your plate is overloaded, use discernment in your evaluation of which tasks to do. Turning in a report a few hours late, that might not look great to your manager. However, not reporting the complaint, which is a corporate policy, that could result in far more serious consequences. So be careful who influences your decisions. Scenario 4. You're excited because you have a chance to win the business at a very large account. You've been after this for a long time. Your product has replaced all the competitive product so that they can start a trial. Unfortunately, a problem has occurred with your product that is going to delay the start for several days. You fear bringing the competitive product back in will jeopardize your future success. But if you don't, a lot of people will suffer and be inconvenienced. No one knows where or how to get the old product back into inventory but you. Now you're on the spot, trying to decide what to do. If you were not in the middle of this situation, the answer would probably be easy. But often, we're confused by the financial benefit of a situation and also how it may make us look personally as well. The department manager in this next scenario shared some personal information with you about a buyer. And that explains why the buyer is not supporting the conversion to your product. In addition, one of your friends works here at this facility, and they told you some things about him as well. You're thinking, should I share this information with the manager? If he knew, it could sway his decision, and they would probably start buying my product. Getting in the middle of office politics, it's generally a really bad idea. It could go terribly wrong and backfire. And besides, the information, which is sort of like gossip, may not even be completely true and could do a lot of damage. It will feel much better if you win the business on the merits of the product rather than on some piece of gossip. Want to talk about some tips for using discernment in the workplace? Let's start with a call to action for building more discernment in your workplace environment. 1. Build yourself a group of trusted individuals both at work and in your personal life to confide in when a situation seems questionable. 2. Create a set of questions that you feel would be good for you to use when you're facing these discernment decisions, no matter what the situation is. Here are a couple of questions that I thought. 1. Am I choosing this option for the right reason? 2. Would this still be the right choice if it did not benefit me? 3. How would this look or sound from someone else's viewpoint? 4. If I were seeing this in writing or saw it blasted on social media, how would it look? 5. Is it illegal or against corporate policy? 6. What does my gut say about how to handle this? And 7. Have I prayed for discernment to handle situations like this? In addition, a lot of our discernment comes from our faith and our spiritual maturity. For generations, we have decided what is right and wrong using the scriptures. And that is why it's so important to read scripture and teach it to our children, because they too need to develop a sense of discernment. And also prayer that in all situations you may encounter, that you are granted discernment. So let's pray for that now. Dear Lord, you have given us so much to be thankful for, and we welcome you into our hearts and our minds. We see your miracles around us each day, and we are in awe of all that you do. Bless all those on the call today. Help each one as they work hard to take care of their families and also to do their jobs well. It is stressful and sometimes difficult to manage it all. Give each one of us the strength and energy we need to make it through each day. And give each listener the gift of discernment. Help us to identify those we can trust and who to look to for advice, and also to recognize situations where we need to be more cautious. Grant us each wisdom to make good discerning choices throughout this week ahead, and provide protection for each one of us and our families. Help us to find time each day to teach our children about you. Amen. That wraps up today's podcast on discernment in the workplace. Thank you, ladies, for your time today. This is Wanda McKnight Brock, and I am always humbled that you chose to join me. Do me a favor, share and review the podcast, and be sure to join me for next week's episode of Fill Your Tank. You don't want to miss it. Fill Your Tank is going to be your new best friend.